Live from the KTSW studios in San Marcos, Texas, this is Bobcat Radio.
Good morning and a happy Wednesday to all of you lovely people here in San Marcos. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and we got a good lineup for you guys today. I'm your host, Kobe Jackson, alongside my wonderful producer, Justin Brown, and my two lovely co-hosts, Osmar Arvias and Kate Madison. Got a lot to talk about today as Texas State Athletics is in just crazy spring session right now. Track and field just finished up their invitational meet. Also, Texas State baseball in action last night, and also Texas State softball in action later on tonight against a big-time Power 5 conference team. But before we get into all that, let's throw it to Miss Kate Madison for a word from our sponsor.
Twin Peaks Restaurant and Sports Bar is a sponsor of this broadcast of Bobcat Radio. Located on a northbound frontage road of I-35 at Guadalupe Street in San Marcos, Twin Peaks has bites, wings, burgers, sandwiches, and more. Info and menu at twinpeaksrestaurant.com. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Thank you, Kate. Now let's go and dive into things. First off, we're going to start off with Texas State track and field as they just finished up an interesting Bobcat Invitational this past weekend down here in San Marcos. And honestly, I was kind of looking at the stat lines for the whole entire meet, and I'm kind of not surprised that Texas State kind of basically finished up in around mostly the top five in most of their meets. Mm-hmm. We'll kind of go through the stat lines a little bit here. We'll start off with the women's 100 meter dash as Tasia Battle got second place in that race earlier on this past weekend. But I mean, honestly, we've been talking about Dominic Yancey, obviously, all season long. We've been talking about him, and we've been talking about oh my God, I'm blanking on the name right now.
Daniel Harrell.
Thank you. We've been talking about mainly those two main sprinters and stuff this past weekend. So, but I'm not surprised. Both of them dominated in their race this past weekend. So I'm going to open the floor to you guys. I mean, track and field, they've been on a roll this year. Obviously, they've been kind of breaking records left and right. I mean, they've been kind of breaking their own records as well. So I'm going to open the floor, y'all. What'd y'all see from this track and field team so far?
I mean, it was beautiful, Kobe. I mean, you've seen records being broken left mm-hmm. and right. You saw Daniel Harrell, he broke his own record for the men's 110 meter hurdles. We saw Melanie Duran broke the meet record in women's shot put. Mm-hmm. And then Elizabeth Runn's daughter, she's from Iceland, mm-hmm. and she broke the Icelandic national record in women's hammer throw over the weekend at the Bobcat Invitational. Those are some crazy numbers right there. And you just look around and you look more at these different records. Abigail Parra, she broke the Texas State's record for the women's 1500 meter on night two of the Invitational. That was Friday night. She recorded a 4.2577 and breaking the record of she broke the record with a 4.26 that was set by in 2017 by Davina Schneider. So yeah, so done some great things for this Texas State track team. And I think it's been a beautiful thing to watch. And we even had one of our reporters, Andrea Naro. She got mm-hmm. the chance to talk with assistant coach Trent Edgerton. And if you want to hear that interview, listen to the sportscast later tonight, airing at 5 p.m. Yeah, KTSW sportscast. No shame on that plug right there. But yeah, Dominic Yancey, his fastest win legal time in the men's 200 meter. He placed third on Friday. So that was a 20-second 200 meter, which is just amazing. I mean, yeah, that is insane. So, yeah, what do y'all think?
Well, honestly, you already mentioned Melanie Duran and Elizabeth Runner-Stotir. They're both sophomores, so they're like barely young, and they're going to grow from here on out. And I can't wait to see what else they'll accomplish later on.
So indeed, yes, the track and field just finished up here in San Marcos. But just think, this week is their, I guess you could say in terms, this is their bye week per se. Mm-hmm. So they won't run or they won't have any events going on this week, but they will have one next week down in Gainesville, Florida, a.k.a. Gator Country, as they'll be heading to the Tom's Jones Memorial Tournament down in Florida, where the Florida Gators will be holding their track meet. That will start on April 12th and April 13th, so that Friday and that Saturday. Please keep up live updates at TXSD.com for results. But now we're going to switch into some Texas State women's tennis as they just came off a four-game road trip they just finished up their four-game road trip in Sun Belt Conference, played Old Dominion, JMU, Marshall, and then App State. They've played App State this past weekend with losing the set 4-1 in that one. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to have a couple of tennis players with Jada Chan and Mae McCutcheon with us here in the studio previously. But, you know, just kind of looking at the stats here, the Bobcats kind of struggled with the doubles matches. They lost two games in that one. However, Maria Laura and Sofia Fraterno won the first doubles set in that one, and then Mae McCutcheon and Jada Chan lost the second one, and then Emma Carr and Emily Nyers lost the third one. And tight battle too, 7-6 was the final score on that one. So, but honestly, I think that's where really kind of the problem was. But kind of looking back at the singles matches, I mean, it was kind of all App State at that point. I mean, we've been talking about this tennis team, how they started off really hot, and now since they've kind of gotten into the Sun Belt Conference a little bit, the fact that they've gone on the road, it's kind of been just a up and down season, Sun Belt season for them. So I'm going to open the floor once again. Obviously, they're 9-5 right now. They were kind of sitting in like somewhat in the middle of the Sun Belt Conference, and now they're kind of taking a little bit of a deep dive so far. But, you know, obviously they just need to bounce back in a big way, and hopefully they can start getting some more wins.
I mean, this team has already done things they haven't done in forever. Largest win streak they've ever had since 2010. They had that earlier this season, and they've really kept it up. Sofia Fraterno, got to talk about her. Kaylee Kreith, these are some great players for this Tech State tennis team, and I'm glad their performance, you know, has made them get some airtime. You know, mm-hmm. It's good to talk about Texas State tennis in every program, especially, and this team really putting themselves on the map, and they got to play against some tough Sun Belt opponents. You talked about App State. Yes, they lose to App State, but then if you look at the next games they have coming up, they got Troy, Georgia State, Louisiana, and then, you know, in April 24th, they have their Sun Belt Conference tournament mm-hmm. starting up. So, you know, this team has to get hot at the right time, and right now is not a good time to be on a two-game skid.
Yeah.
So really got to pick up that performance. You lose to Marshall 0-7. You lose to App State 1-6. 1-4. You really got to clean things up before you face Troy this upcoming week.
Oh, for sure. I do agree. And as you could see, 3 out of the 4 games are here at Bobcat, like the Bobcats tennis complex. So it's pretty much a home field advantage for them. So hopefully that could honestly be advantage for them.
Yeah, and just kind of taking a look at around the Sun Belt Conference right now. Let's just rounding up the top five. It's Old Dominion sitting number one, Marshall's number two, App State is at 3, South Alabama's at 4, and then Coastal Carolina is at 5. And as for the Bobcats right now, they're currently sitting 9th in the Sun Belt. Oh, wow. But the interesting about this is that Georgia Southern has the best record overall. They're 14-3. The second best record is Marshall with 15-6. So honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, there could be a lot of adjustments being made for the schedule, because the Bobcats are 3-3 in conference. Old Dominion's 6-0, so they haven't lost a conference match yet. So I found that kind of interesting. But Justin, did you want to add on something?
Yeah, and one more important thing to add is that if you look at the history between Tech State playing against Troy in tennis, because that's their next opponent on Friday, you know, looking at the all-time series, they're one and three against Troy. They beat them in 2023 in the Sun Belt Conference tournament 4-0. That was in Peachtree City, Georgia, but the last 3 matchups, home or away, have been losses for the Bobcats against Troy. So they're really going to have to clean that up. Some new players like Sofia Fraterno and other players can really help mm-hmm. this team out. So it's going to be fun to watch, Kobe.
Yeah, you know, and you make a great point, because obviously we've been talking about the Troy Trojans. They've been absolutely all world and just sports all together. And, you know, the Bobcats have had history against Troy and all across the board in every athletic department you can think of. So obviously they're going to bring the A game, but you are correct. The Bobcats are back at home after their four game road trip. They'll be taking on Troy Trojans this coming Friday, April 5th at 11 a.m. So it's kind of a little bit of an early game for them as well. So be sure to check out coverage of that at the tennis complex. But we are going to take a quick break, and on the other side of it, we'll be digging into some Texas State baseball. So do not go anywhere. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW 89.9. All right, welcome back to Bobcat Radio here on this marvelous Wednesday, aka Hump Day. Yeah. So, I'm your host, Kobe Jackson, alongside my producer, Justin Brown, and my lovely co-host, Osmar Vias, and Kate Madison. Now we're going to get into the swing of things as Texas State baseball is on the horizon, and they've been going at it for now over a month now. So they just finished up a one-sided affair yesterday against the number three ranked team in the country in the Texas A&M Aggies. Final score of that one was 12-2. But before we get into our discussion, we're going to hear a interview that our very own Osmar Vias did this past yesterday with head coach Stephen Trout. So take a listen. This is head coach Stephen Trout for Texas State Baseball.
Hello, Coach Trout. Obviously, not hoping for with A&M. In town, just
on
our thoughts about the game.
Yeah, it's about as dominant as it can be. That's why they're number three in the country and came in and won every facet of the game. So, not a good night for the Bobcats.
Going on the pitching, obviously a rough night. Just what does the pitching have to do better as y'all kind of rebound from like a tough weekend and then a rough night tonight?
Throw strike one. Get ahead of hitters. Get it behind the counts. No matter if the wind's blowing in 20, they're going to drive baseballs against a good team. So you got to work ahead in the count and stay ahead in the count. That's going to be your best chances to get out. So you pitch behind, you're going to get hurt often.
Another tough night. Just what does the offense need to do better?
Yeah, just trying to play catch up all night. You know, it's tough whenever, you know, you're just getting punched left and right. So, but same thing. They got really good arms. And so I thought we brought up some baseballs. I thought we took some decent swings in there. Obviously didn't capitalize on the bases loaded there. Had a chance to score there, maybe make it a game. And so, against great teams, you got to find a way to take every opportunity and scratch across. So, back to the drawing board.
I don't want to say the seems in tailspin, but, you know, four-game losing streak, y'all have to go on a really long trip to Huntington, West Virginia. Just what does this team kind of need to do to kind of pull themselves out of this kind of four-game
losing streak? Yeah, we need to get on the road, to be honest with you. We play better on the road for some reason. So we're just in a funk right now. And obviously, one thing is it's two really good teams we've lost four against. But for some reason, this group gets to the road. We get closer as a group. We get closer as a team. We kind of bond together. And something about this team on the road, just kind of, like I said, they bond together and they play better for some reason. So we need to go find ourselves on the road and hopefully get on the road and go get a series win at Marshall and see what happens.
You know, going back on another very long road trip, just kind of similar to James Madison, just what are you going to be expecting from this Marshall team?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done hardly any research on them, to be honest with you. I know they've been scoring a lot of runs recently, so, we'll go to work on them and tomorrow's about fixing us, and then Thursday we'll get to work on, their ballpark and figuring out, their new ballpark they're playing in and figure out their playing ground, and then we'll go to work on their personnel and figure out how we're going to go attack them. But I mean, it's a Sun Belt. Every game's going to be challenging. You got to show up and play good baseball, so that's the goal of every game for us to play better baseball.
Sixth largest crowd here at Bobcat Ballpark. Just I wasn't mean to have a lot of fans out here.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Hopefully they come back next week after a poor performance by us. And so, they packed this place. It was a beautiful scene, and I just wish we could play better for them.
Yeah, I mean, you can just kind of just tell by his voice that he was not happy about the loss last night. Once again, the final score was 12-2 in that contest. I mean, I don't really know really where to start with that because, I mean, first off, before we even get into the diving statistics of the game, what a crowd last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, Osmara, you were there in person just to watch, just to witness that, but just hearing the broadcast and watching it on ESPN Plus, I mean, it was just almost like every seat was just filled. And my knowledge, when I was hearing Clint Shields and Hunter Mancuso on the call, I believe there was almost 3,000 people that was in the stands last night for the game. So, yes. I mean, Osmara, I want to go ahead and just throw it to you. I mean, you were on the job last night. You were reporting for last night's game. So just talk to me about what you saw from the Bobcats and, like, what did you see that you thought that they could possibly improve on?
Well, honestly, let's first start off with the environment there. It was very hot, very firing. Everybody was excited. Like, you couldn't even tell which was A&M, which was Texas State. Like, it was all like intertwined, very mixed up, but it was still a good crowd. And there was like, they even occupied the softball complex to watch the game. There was people standing. They even had the little screen up too to see it. It was crazy. But the one thing I've noticed throughout the game was the amount of pitcher changes. There was at least like eight. So it was around there. It was really, really tough. And like the Aggies did know how to play. I mean, no wonder they're number three right now. And they would send the Bobcats back to the fields really, really quick. Like, they were probably maybe on at bat maybe like 5 minutes at most. But it was like, it was a quick change, but it was very interesting to watch.
I mean, I think this game, people were saying Texas State's the upset team. They've always been an upset team. We've seen them do this. We saw softball beat A&M just a few weeks ago, and that was a beautiful game. Now, Texas State put in the same situation, and what does Texas State lack that A&M has? It's a good pitching rotation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right now, you start the game off, the Bobcats start the game off with Tony Roby. Yes, you get five strikeouts, but you allow four earned runs. And then you're going to have people come in and try and clean up the work that you did. And it really got hard for the Bobcats to control the at-bats for A&M. You saw them start off hot. Yes. I mean, in the first inning, it just seemed like it was already going to be a blowaway game. Beautiful home run from one of the players on A&M. And it was just, it just really seemed like they grasped momentum early on, and the Bobcats were just really struggling to get back into that. And now they're going to have to play against a, you know, rough team like Marshall, and it sucked. I mean, it really was bad for the Bobcats to lose that entire series against Louisiana Raging Cajuns before coming into this game. Your momentum couldn't be any lower. And like Trout said, somehow they're better. They're playing better on the road than at home. So, you know, maybe the Bobcats can find their groove again, but still a pretty good start to the season. And I really don't think it's a bad season start at all. They've done great things before. They just really got to pick it up when it comes against those ranked players. We saw them do it in, you know, Houston in the Astros Foundational College Classic. That was beautiful. But Aaron Lugo, I guess his bubblegum wasn't producing any home runs yesterday. I didn't see any from him.
Yeah, but I mean, kind of looking on the upside of still kind of looking at the stat lines for the game. The Bobcat pitching staff, they were okay, so there was a total of seven pitchers, so I was one off. But they gave up eight walks the whole game. A&M only gave up four, which honestly kind of tells the story of where this game was. And just think, Tony Roby, he's the one that got the loss for last night's game. Went three innings, gave up seven hits, four runs, four earned runs, struck out five batters, and he threw 63 pitches in the game. So, quite honestly, I think I see where it lies a little bit, because to my knowledge, I think honestly Trout maybe just left him in a little too long. But that's just where I think the mix up was. But I mean, we've been talking about how important this bullpen is, because this bullpen is a very experienced bullpen. Most of everybody in the bullpen, like Peyton Szabo, Otto Wofford, are predominantly seniors, like juniors and seniors. So they got experience from this Bobcat baseball team. So, I mean, kind of surprising to see that, you know, Peyton Szabo and Otto Wofford, you know, kind of struggled in that matchup. But honestly, I think they need to bounce back in a big way, especially in another Sun Belt Conference series.
Well, yeah, and this series is against Marshall. And the good thing for the Bobcats, if they're looking at the statistics now for the Sun Belt, Marshall is dead last in hitting averages in the entire Sun Belt. They're averaging 238 average at bat right now. And, you know, Bobcats, they're not that bad in the pitching rotation currently. They're fifth in the Sun Belt in ERA. Marshall is second to last in ERA with a 5.91. So the Bobcats are going to be pretty fortunate here. They have a team that's pitching it pretty bad. I mean, pitching it at a lower level, and then they're also hitting at a lower level. So the Bobcats have a huge chance here to get back into the winning rotation. You know, a few losses here and there, that's what happens on a team. You have to respond to adversity, and the only way you do that is by hitting home runs and winning games. So I think that might happen in Marshall. Yeah, we'll see how they play away. It's going to be exciting to see.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing, you know, speaking of Marshall, you know, Marshall really only has only one player that's kind of sniffing around the 300 batting average, and that is Owen Ayers. He's batting at 291 on the season, has started every game for the most part for the Marshall Thunder. For the Marshall Thunder Yard, has 32 hits, 11 doubles, has five home runs. That five home runs on the season, that is the second best on the team, and has 17 RBIs this season. So obviously, that's really going to be the most dangerous hitter that you're going to have to watch. But his base running production has been absolutely phenomenal. He is 3-for-4 in stolen bases this season, alongside with Gio Ferraro, who he's 8-for-9 for stolen bases on the season as well. So obviously, this is a much needed tune-up game that the Bobcats need, because just think, right after they play Marshall, guess who comes to town? The team up in Austin, Texas, in the Texas Longhorns. So obviously, this is a game where they need a tune-up, and they need it like desperately. Because I was learning the broadcast last night, and Clint Shields said it on the money. That game sold out again here at Bobcat Ballpark. So obviously, this is going to be another tune. This is going to be another tune-up that they need to get things rolling again.
Mm-hmm. And this is the grit and grind part of the season, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Like right now, these players are starting to feel some fatigue. They're like, oh man, like we're just back to back to back. I just played A&M, the third ranked team in the nation. Now I got to go away all the way to Virginia and then come back and play UT, yeah, which is probably going to be ranked by then. I don't know how they've been. I know they lost to the Corpus Christi Islanders.
Yeah, they're not having their best year either.
Yeah, so that was a shocker to me when I saw that. I had to do a double take. But one thing I realized is I never realized how many home runs Texas State scores. Like, we really slam Marcus. 32 home runs on the year. Now, that doesn't seem like too much. Mm-hmm. But what if I told you that Marshall home runs on the year? 18, dead last in the Sun Belt. So maybe the Bobcats just have some better hitting. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I really think if you look at the statistics and all the meat and potatoes here, you see the Bobcats have the higher chances of winning this series than Marshall. So it's going to be really interesting to see. I am super excited to see these Bobcats try and turn their season around right now. 4-game slump is not what you want to mm-hmm. be on no. when you go to face UT. So it'll be exciting to see. But softball, they've been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But before we get into that, their next Sunbelt Conference series, yes, is going to be against the Marshall Thundering Herd, who is currently 9-18 on the season. All of those games will be on ESPN Plus. They will be down in Huntington, West Virginia at Jack Cook Field, which, by the way, is a brand new field for them. I just want to point that out. It is a brand new field for Marshall. So Bobcats are going to try to, kind of get into the swing of things and try to ruin their homecoming. I guess you could say homecoming of a new field, but we'll see how that goes. But yes, Texas State softball has been dominating the record books left and right as they were coming off another Sunbelt Conference series in the season. I'm trying to get my thing pulled up. It's kind of take a little bit of the oil. But I mean, but before we even get into that, come on. They're 29-18, and I just want to know one thing: is that the rankings did come out. Bobcats are number 18th ranked team in the nation. So I just want to point that out there because it's been a long time since Texas State softball has been ranked, and quite honestly, they are having arguably one of their best seasons they've had in quite a long time, and we've been talking about this softball team. We've been talking about Jessica Mullins all season. We've been talking about Sarah Vandenford all season. But, all the things that have captivated to where they are now is truly showing their talent. And finally, I got to pull it up. The last series, Sunbelt Conference series, was against the South Alabama Jaguars down in Mobile, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Texas State won their first matchup with a final score of 1-0 on Thursday. Then they won 13-3 on Friday. And then they took a tough loss to the Jaguars on Saturday with the final score of 3-2 in that one. All the more reason why they did that is, number one, it was Easter weekend. So mm-hmm. obviously they had an extra day off, try to get an extra day off for Easter break to travel back for Monday. And then obviously Tuesday would be their practice day for the most part. Mm-hmm. But their next matchup is against the number 21 ranked team in the country in the Baylor Bears tonight here at Bobcat Softball Stadium. So kind of want to throw it to you guys. Mm-hmm. Softball has been on a roll this season. They are, having a great, great overall record in 29-8. They're currently, I believe, 7-2. Yeah, 7-2 in the Sun Belt Conference. So I want to open the floor to you guys again. I mean, softball is having a mm-hmm. dominant year. They just came off a great series against South Alabama, and now they got the Baylor Bears here in San Marcos tonight.
Oh, for sure. I'm super excited to see how this game goes. And especially, I hope Jessica starts, maybe. And especially, maybe Azua, hopefully, that she makes an appearance, because I feel like this is going to be really exciting. And please correct me if I'm wrong. We did lose a starting batter, correct? Piper Randolph, because she was injured. That's why, she didn't play last Saturday against South Alabama. But hopefully, speedy recovery for her. And I do have faith in our batters again, so we'll see how it goes.
I think this Texas State softball team is ranked for a reason. I'm going to tell you why right now. Her name is Jessica Mullins, and also you can't just put on one player, but there are also some great hitters, Sierra Trahan, sure. Sarah Vandenford. Let me tell you a little mind-boggling statistic here. All right, who do you think leads the entire Sun Belt in ERA, Mullins. Opposing batting average, Mullins. Innings pitched, Mullins. Batters struck out looking, Mullins. And wins? It's Mullins. Thank you, Kobe. yes, Jessica Mullins. She is leading the entire Sun Belt. Let me tell you this ERA. It's not even a one that started. It's just a 0.89.
Oh, my
a
God.
A 0.89. Oh, that's God. The Sun Belt Conference pitcher of the week. She wins it every time. She's won it over six times in her career. You know, she might just have a new shelf put in her house for all the dang, all these, you know, trophies she's getting. It's what crazy. A amazing pitcher. You know, I'm going to have the privilege to talk with Jessica Mullins tomorrow at practice. So be tuned out. Mm-hmm. Be ready to see some content on social media about that. But no, Jessica Mullins, I mean, great stats for her. Mm-hmm. Cannot forget Sarah Vandeford as well. She's leading the entire Sun Belt Conference right now with doubles of her own. Mm-hmm. And Sierra Trahan, she's in fourth with her triples with three on her season, you know, and she's also fourth in stolen bases with 15 of her own. So it's great to see these Bobcats, you know, clicking at the right time. 29-8 is their record, 7-2 in conference play. If I'm any other Sun Belt team right now and I see I have to go hit against Jessica Mullins, do I even put my cleats on? Do I even come to the game? I don't know. You know, it must be nerve wracking for these players. So, yeah. And Coach Rookie Woodard, what a great coach for this team.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
someone that has over 800 wins in her career, one of the best coaches that Texas State has ever seen. I mean, she has brought continual success to this program. I don't know who it could be. It could be Jessica Mullins, or it could be Coach Woodard, or it could be Sierra Trahan in Vandeford. Who knows who the leaders are on this team? I think it's just a group effort.
I think it's just a
beautiful collective effort from this team, and they are always doing great things.
For sure.
Yeah, and this game is for sure going to be one to see. Like, they hold the all-time record over the Bobcats of being 43-19, Baylor Bears do, and I don't know, this is just going to be so cool. We're so close in ranking right now, and I think it's just another upset that we're going to cause. Like you said, we're a big upset team. Like, they might get hurt, but who knows?
No, yeah. I mean, I've seen Baylor come here before, and it's always been a close battle between the Bobcats and the Bears, and it's going to be really exciting to see. I think, yeah, this season is the best competitive matchup we've seen, both teams being, you know, really good in the rankings so far. It is going to be an amazing matchup, just like how it was at A&M. That crowd, I don't know, we talked about A&M with baseball, but A&M at softball, that was a beautiful crowd
Was.
That was
absolutely
amazing. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to see.
Yes, indeed. So, and just think, real quick before we close things out, just think last year I was on the call for for Baylor and Texas State last year. They went into extra innings. They ended it in the eighth inning, and Mullins was on the mound for that. Well, Mullins is the one who tried to finish the game, but unfortunately, you know, obviously gave up a solo blast that put the Bears in victory lane 3-2. But I mean, this year I think it's a totally different story. I honestly think that they have strong possibilities to do another upset again. But we're going to have to wait and see, as later on tonight, the game is going to be at 6:00 p.m. We will have the call for that game tonight on KTSW A99 with our very own David Castaneda and Roderick Jackson on the call for Texas State softball against none other than the number 21 ranked team country in the Baylor Bears. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's episode. But before we let you go, let's go to Mr. Meteorologist Justin Brown for the weather.
Yes, indeed, Kobe. Look outside right now. It's sunny and pretty, and don't worry, that's not going anywhere until Saturday when we're going to get some rain. But today, high of 81, a low of 52% chance of rain. Thursday, you look at tomorrow, high of 86, low of 56, only 2% chance of rain. And Friday, let's lower that number down to zero. High of 86, low of 59, sunny out there everywhere. It's going to be a beautiful day for Sewell. And over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we're looking at maybe thunderstorms, maybe some showers, AM, PM rain. But then Monday, the big eclipse day. Got to shout it out now and give y'all an update on the weather there. PM thunderstorm. So it's saying at noon, we should be fine. It could be cloudy. So keep your eye out for the eclipse and buy those glasses if you haven't already.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of Bobcat Radio. If you like this episode, be sure to follow us at KTSW Sports on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you find KTSW Sports. For my producer, Justin Brown, and my lovely co-host, Osmar Vias and Kate Madison, I'm Kobe Jackson. Thank you guys for tuning in to this Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. Have a great day, everybody. Be safe out there. And now let's get you back to the other side of radio.